This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horseman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And we have an awesome episode today. We have DJ Silver joining us. Thanks for joining us, Silver.
Hey, glad to be here. Glad to see you guys. I miss you. I haven't seen you in like 48 hours.
Yeah, that's about 2 days.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, baby. Roadhouse in the building, guys. I'm sure you saw we kind of flooded the internet, but something we've been excited about for a while finally kind of come to fruition. So,
this has been like a year fucking project trying to get this thing going.
And I told Blake today, it's just because it didn't happen on our time doesn't mean it didn't happen on the right time.
Yeah.
Between photo guys and video guys coming down with COVID to snowstorms in Nashville to just good Lord, everything. But like everything. I said, I believe that things happen when it's supposed to happen, not when maybe necessarily we want them to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Timing is everything.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And I think it's great too. I mean, we just did a pop-up show. I'm sure some of you guys saw out in South Padre Island, Louie's backyard down there. And it was amazing. It was incredible. So much fun down there. Yeah. Yeah.
How old do you guys feel during that?
I'm not gonna lie, I felt pretty fucking old.
I see these black exes. I'm like, damn, she's 18. Like,
shit. Yeah, my baby's getting older than she is. Stop.
It's so true though. That was probably one of them, because usually when I, you know, play clubs and stuff, the bigger clubs and everything, like they're you know, they're pretty old, like our age type.
Yeah.
But when you go to Spring Break, something show like that, yeah. 18 and 21.
Those are the people that pay $20 to get in knowing they're not going to drink.
Yep.
And just stand and stare at you. God bless them. Man, I'm out.
And it's funny too, because I mean, Silver, how long have you been playing kind of down there? For how long now?
17 years.
17 wow. years. That's insane.
That was probably my last spring break like experience 17 years
I've
ago.
I've been on spring break since 2000. Like, so step your game
that's
up.
Actually fucking awesome. I'm not gonna lie, that's awesome.
I agree. But, I agree. When it goes cold, I go tropical.
Yeah. So, but we were kind of talking about it too. Like, just the energy right now of all the kids after coming out of COVID and the pandemic and everything, like it just seems different right now. I don't know what it is.
They just want to turn up and go. They've been told no for so long and held back and you can't do this and you can't do that. And they just want to go, let go with their friends, let loose and just, you know, have the time of their lives. You know, how many times have people come up to us and say, last night was the best night of my life. You know,
they did. Wow, they did. It was so cool to see and so cool to hear. And even like, right after the show, like the way the crowd was just like, yeah, it was so cool. It's fun to be able to do that.
They were staying after and saying thank you and nice to meet you. And what's Instagram? What's your name? Let us follow you. Kind of thing. It was cool.
Yeah, it's so cool. And I mean, definitely a successful, obviously, pop-up show out here for Roadhouse. And we got some more stuff in the works, guys. So keep an eye out. Everything's linked in our bios and our go follow DJ Silver at DJ Silver out there, DEJAY Silver.
Two spaces.
And
three words. Yeah. We went through this whole thing as a backtrack today. I say, Blake sent it over, spelled my name wrong. First time I was like, I can spell Blake.
Yeah. I think
there was a space between J and Silver, obviously, but I'll be honest, I didn't know there was one between D and J. I always see you on Instagram.
learn your friends, Blake.
That's right. Big numbers guy.
Yeah, so let's talk about a little bit about Roadhouse. Like, what is Roadhouse? So for people learning, what is the collaboration here between you two? Yeah.
Well, when I came up with this group Roadhouse, I just wanted it to be a complete shit show. Something you're like, that's funny. This is fun. We're, you know, you too many times you go to these clubs and it's all serious house music. It's all serious hip hop. DJ's thinking too much of their self and it's too pretentious. I mean, we closed the show with Sweet Caroline the other night.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I loved every second of it. As you can see, Red Sox fan.
So let's go. 3,000 kids. That's what I'm saying. Roadhouse is a party. When you come in, you're going to hear a little bit of everything, a whole lot of nothing, but it's going to be a party. I want them to know that when we come in, we don't take ourselves too serious. We're here to play music for you guys, and you're paying for the party. We want to give you the party. And I feel like that's being missed so much. And you go to any club in Vegas or Miami, these dudes roll in 14 deep, you know, won't complaining about something. They're going to play their music, whether you want to hear it or not. And to me, that's not what DJs do. And that's why when this concept come up, I called Blake and I called Eric. I said, this is it. This is us, boys. To a nutshell, we're going to play Sweet Caroline. We're going to play Pour Some Sugar on Me, and we're going to play Tiesto. We're all going to put it together, and it's going to be a party that everyone wants to come back to.
We'll be right back.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I had people come up to me and they're like, you guys play everything. I was like, yeah. Like, and that's, we like playing everything. Like, it's not, we obviously, you know, there's remixes we have and everything and, you know, original music, but at the same time, like you said, like it's more about the crowd than about us. And that's the way it should be, you know,
that's the way it should.
Yeah.
That's people take their, especially DJs take themselves too serious. I won't play this cause it's cheesy, or somebody might think, I don't give a damn what you think. If those people out there are having a good time, they're the reason we get to come back. At the end of the day, that club owner is not going, we're not going to book them because they played Bon Jovi. They're going to look at the overall numbers. And that place is packed with all women coming in to see us and throw a party.
Yep.
And that's it. That's our goal, is everyone to have a great time.
Yep, exactly. So yeah, I mean, like we said, we've been excited about this for a while and it just dropped. So we'll be out and about. We got some big things hopefully coming on the calendar here. We got some really big things. So, and if you guys are looking for, obviously, some of the music, right now we're on Club Killers. So go clubkillers.com. Yes, exclusively. Yeah. Exclusively on Club Killers. And then we also
if you don't know what Club Killers is, it's arguably the biggest DJ remix service in the entire world.
Yep.
And it's an honor to be on there. Alex and those guys are always been so good to me. And I came up to this concept with Club Killers, and they were like, yeah, let us help you. Let's team up, keep it here, let's make it home. And I'm, at the end of the day, that's all you can ever ask.
Yeah, yeah. And then we all obviously also Roadhouse has some awesome collaborations too. If you want to talk about those a little bit, Silver, so some of the songs we have out there.
Yeah, no. So first record, we teamed up with Jimmy Allen, Ray Lynn, and a kid named I just forgot his name.
Hold on, I can pull that up too, because
that Jimmy Allen song is one of my favorite songs. I love that, and I love when we had Jimmy on in the past, and he told us a little story, and they couldn't think of the title of it. And he was like talking over lattes.
Was called latte.
Yeah.
My wife was not having that. But.
That Talking With Our Hands song is fire.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
so the story behind that, they called and Jimmy said, I have this song. We switched up a few things and got back to him. And my wife had never met Jimmy Allen at this point. And my wife is the sweetest human being on the planet. And she's on speaker. And I said, hey, what do you think about this? But I'm going to change the name. And I said, Talking With Our Hands. And Jenny goes, yeah. Because Latte is just such a pussy song. And I was like, oh my God, have you met my wife?
That's great.
And that's just not how my wife is. And she was right. Like, this song is great. And it's just so funny because it's so out of character to her. But it was just, like you said, Latte. Latte. But we released that during Deaf Awareness Month. So we had a lady come out and sign Talking With Our Hands. It was such a cool concept.
That's
amazing. But it happened over the pandemic. It's COVID. Everything was shut down. It's kind of probably the wrong time to release music. But I just refuse to let the world stop us for what we were trying to do.
Absolutely. And yeah, so I'll be posting those guys. Yeah, like I said, these songs are awesome. I have them in like even my workout, like a Spotify playlist and shit I have. So we'll be dropping all that. More to come from that.
More originals coming too.
Yeah, more originals, which I can't wait for. We're going to drop some originals.
We're just waiting on the time to drop and do it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So,
but I'm excited to what Roadhouse has to in the future. So just to backstage, we literally pulled the date out. And we said we pulled March 18th. We started announcing what, the 15th?
15th.
We just started posting date 318. Everybody's like, what is it? Just building. Then we pop in Blake and just say, here it is, pop-up show. We literally today, we're going to all the media. We're having it sent to the media outlets to promote it and push it. Websites are up. Everything's up and running. It's one of those that we're going to have to prove to the world who we are and what we do, what makes us different. And this is how we do it one step at a time. But our goal is to be at massive festivals and stages across the world and huge residencies and nightclubs and just bringing the fun back. We have a shirt on the Roadhouse website putting the FU back in fun.
Yep.
I think it sums us up.
Yeah, exactly. And I just can't wait. I think it's going to be an amazing year. 2022 is going to be huge for Roadhouse and all of us. So,
If we just do 5 or 6 massive shows, that's a win because it sets the stage for so many great things to come. And you and I are both super busy, and to get it in and come in and just like you're at Stagecoach this week, you know, and I'm at the NASCAR race next week. And eventually it's going to be both of us. Cause you and I have both been on the grind so hard separately. And, you know, like we talk, you and I and Eric talk, I feel like daily, just like I'm in Chicago. What do you got for the next day? It's a team, blackout. So and you're obviously one of my big priorities. And to get us on that same path, same trajectory, and go in and do these massive things, it's like I've always said, it's you get one person to come in, one major drop, the world's going to fall behind it. And all it's going to take is a Zoot to come in and pull us in, or a Hawk to pull us in, and we'll be playing every club in the country. And I've played every one of these venues, and I've seen the stuff that the gimmicks they hire and that don't last, but Is Roadhouse a little gimmicky? Nah, a little bit, but we are good enough to back it up.
Yeah, exactly.
I can step into any club in this world and I can play it from the minute we walk into the minute we close it. And I know you can too. And we can keep the energy level for 3 solid hours where honestly, we're going to play for hour, 15, 20 minutes probably.
Right.
And we're going on at 11 o'clock playing until 2:30 and just not slowing down for a second.
No.
And at the end of the day, the world is a good gimmick. You got to catch a gimmick. You got to get somebody's attention, but once you open that door, you got to be able to keep it open. And I feel like there's meat and potatoes behind Roadhouse, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I love that saying too. Like you can crack the door open all you want, but it's keeping it open once you crack it open. Yeah.
Somebody giving me 5 minutes. Absolutely. Yeah. And I believe we bring enough sizzle with, you know, especially everything you got going on. And I tell you this all the time, you know, off camera is like, listen, man, I believe in Blake. I believe in you. Don't sell yourself short. Don't doubt yourself, because once you walk in, you're a superstar. Be a superstar. And the two of us getting together, I think it creates an energy that people try to create that we naturally have. And I just think that's why Roadhouse is going to win.
Yeah.
And it's going to get to a part where all we do is Roadhouse.
Yeah. That's the goal. Exactly.
It'll get there. There's no doubt. Yeah. I mean, we're literally 48 hours into Roadhouse just officially, you know what I mean? As Eric said, it felt like we've been doing this since 97, trying to get this damn thing launched. In the backstory, we had a show in Nashville, snowed out. How the fuck does it snow out, right? You know, and you're from Denver. I mean, it gets cold in Nashville. We shut down. And we had 2 photo shoots set. Both of them came down with COVID. You can't argue with that
Vegas
excuse.
Vegas and like, in Nashville.
COVID. Yeah, Vegas too. Yeah, that didn't work.
Like, you can't argue with COVID. I'm like, I don't give a shit if you got COVID or not. I got a natural immunity. Can I just go in and take it? And it's just, but like I said, for whatever reason, it wasn't the time to do it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we our first show was on a pretty huge platform, arguably one of the busiest spring breaks on the planet. And we walked in and we did it our way. The owner just said, you guys do your thing. We'll get out of your way. And most places wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And you almost started your own island. With the patio about to fall off. Have you ever seen that happen before?
It's hard.
We went 2 hard. Nights in a row.
Never. Yeah. So what Eric's talking about is
this is a Roadhouse party.
Great facts. These people were going nuts, and literally, I was laying up to bring Blake on. I set him up. We had a big explosion. Roadhouse, Padre, blah blah blah. Put on one song. I said, "All right, Blake, you're up." And literally the guy walks up to us with pure fear in his eyes.
Scared to death.
Don't close this car. If you don't stop the music, I'm going to close the bar down. I was like, that's aggressive. What happened? You know, he goes, the deck literally fell 8 inches off into the ocean. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
So that was it. So we just, yep. We did it. We came back the next night.
Yeah. They reinforced the deck. We came back, did it again. And it held this time.
Yeah.
It was so fun. It's funny. You talked about the energy that we bring. And I think that's also kind of different too. Cause like, I got a bunch of DMs from people who didn't even know who, you know, obviously any of us were, they, you know, and they just saw Roadhouse and they were DMing me and they're like, damn, y'all were going crazy up there. Like the energy was insane, you know? And I feel like we feed off each other, the crowd, and feed off of us and vice versa.
You can tell when people love what they're doing or not.
Yep. Yes. Yes. That's exactly right. Yeah.
And I would play a record. You'd come back. What is that?
I was like, holy shit, that was fire.
I got a few more off to Blake.
Yeah. Got that good stuff.
But so, it was just to back it up, man. I had this crowd was on tilt. I mean, literally club was shaking. Now we know why. And I was like, all right, Blake, you're up. Give me the microphone. You rock. You know what I mean?
Cause yeah, exactly.
Everybody knows you're going to come in. You're going to play Dirty Little Secret. You're going to play Sweet Child of Mine. That's your stick, man. That's what you relate to. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it was, if bases were loaded and there was a fastball coming right down the middle, the catcher tells you it's coming. And it was just, y'all got to stop.
Yeah. Y'all stop right now. Yeah. It was.
Then they came back the next night, full force. We hit it.
Yeah.
I know. Hit it hard. Crowd, like mosh pits. Like
those mosh pits were insane, man.
And this is like 4,000 people deep on this deck. Like, I'd never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
Just dudes being dudes and not hurting anybody and have the best time of their life.
We'll be right back.
There were a couple girls that, I mean, when that WAP came on, there a couple girls came up on stage trying to twerk.
It was nice. Yeah, security. Yeah. Super took care of that.
Yeah, I was afraid to touch her. I was like, what do I do? Shit.
It was funny.
I'm gonna take a walk, dog. Let's go. Get off.
Yeah.
But no, we're all about the energy and all about fun and living the spirit, man. Don't have any regrets. We didn't throw that girl out. I threw her back in the pit.
She went back and had fun. Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
So. It's not because we don't want you on stage. It's because you can't control your ass on stage. You're going to knock all the shit over. You're going to end the party. You know?
I saw a video the other day of this girl was twerking on the DJ booth and kicked the fucking computer off the stand. Oh, fucking, they just go silent. That's too much. Brutal. Yeah.
That's too much. And that girl to this day is like, I told you I shouldn't be up there. You know what I mean? It's no, you should have been up here. There's nothing about you needs to be up here.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing good going to come out of it. I mean, how many people have reached over with a drink going, hey, would you play this? I'm like, no, please stop.
That's my nightmare when they start coming at you with a drink. I'm like, oh,
yeah, when the drinks come over, you're like, oh, shit.
They don't get within 10 feet of me anymore. So it's awesome. Unless I like it. Just because you learn by mistakes. I had parties in because of it.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, I had a lot more patience back then than I do now.
I'm getting that way, though. I know what you mean. Like, now I'm to the same point. I don't want anybody on the stage.
Your person is art, and I'm good. I'm Picasso, bro.
Love that.
I don't know when this became a thing, when these idiots are up there holding up signs.
The phones, man.
Hey, stupid.
Go do this. I literally stopped the music and I said, bro, there are 250 single chicks in here and you're holding up a sign that says Bad Bunny. Go talk to a girl.
It was a guy.
Don't be those people.
There was a guy Saturday night. I remember looking over and the dude had play Power P or something, or push and P for an hour, bro. Yeah. Like an hour. I was like, really, man?
I would have played that song too, but the fact that he held the sign up, I'm just sitting there letting him hold the sign up. I wasn't gonna play.
I ain't gonna play it now.
I promise you, I can outlast you, buddy. There's so many other things that go on in this world. These guys come down from Minnesota. That might be what you do in that karaoke bar in Minnesota. That's not what we do here. Relax. Enjoy your night. How about you enjoy your night? And if you want to hear Push and Pee or Bad Bunny or I'm going to lose my virginity tonight, listen to it on the way home if I don't play it. But I promise you it's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. And they're even getting creative with those, like blinking lights on their phones and shit that say, like, they're getting good with those. It's funny.
But some of those are good, is like Got Viagra or.
Some of them are really funny. Yeah. I had a girl hold up a fucking picture of my bachelorette, like, audition photo. And I was like, that's good. I was like, that's well played.
That's different than you just trying to ruin the party forever.
Yeah, exactly. So. But guys, Roadhouse. Go follow us, Official Roadhouse, @Official Roadhouse. Go follow Silver at DJ Silver. Yeah, and keep an eye out. We got our website. Everything's linked in the bios. So keep an eye out for the calendar. Hopefully, we'll be in a city.
If there's a city or a club that you want to see us at, tag them. We'll contact them.
We're about
to hit this hard.
Absolutely.
In order to get a car running, man, you got to have all four wheels there in. And I feel like it just took us time to get there. And it's there. And me and Eric and Blake, I have spent hours and hours on the phone and hours in design and hours in this. And like I said, I think it came out when it needed to come out. And the response on social media was big. Sign up on our website. And whenever we come to town near you, we'll email you, or we got new merch drops. You'll be the first to know. And get up there and grab some Roadhouse merch, send us pictures, and let us put you on social media and tag it. And let's all stay mm-hmm. in touch, because I promise it's something one day you're just going to say, man, I remember those guys started this.
Hell yeah. I love that. Absolutely.
I know Silver is glad we're officially launched, because I bugged the shit out of him. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing here, man? What's going on?
He never bothered. I will say this about Eric. This is with love and respect. There's people in your life that have mom timing. You know what? Here's where I'm getting with this. I cannot be doing anything for an hour and all of a sudden I get busy. Eric's calling. I can't answer. My kids got to go to the bathroom. Eric calls. And, it's like, yeah. I'll just call you back.
Sure, I got to hitch back. Yeah, I'm working 24/7, like, man. Like, I don't have family. I don't have kids. Like, I got nothing else to do. So, shit.
I know. I was telling Blake this the other day. I was like, damn, Eric's called four times, bro. I got to call Eric. Because it's just like, right now, I'm looking over. I got my Tequila Biz clothing line. Yeah. I got Blackout. We got jewelry lines. We got, blah, blah, blah. So it's like I allocate time for everything. And, all right, I got to call Eric. you're touring, you're a venues.
Yeah.
And it's just, but with that being said, Eric is a huge priority to me, but just got a terrible time. I got to pick my kid up. I got 2 minutes.
That's because I'm all over the place too with NFL shit, this stuff, everything. Yeah, so really it's like, busy. Whenever it crosses my head, I'm like, oh shit, I got to hit this now before I forget.
Absolutely. But not even, I would say, I won't,
but we're
say
good.
90%. I think it's about 85% of the time.
Yeah.
Which is more than 90% of the world, I'll tell you.
Is that the truth?
Yeah.
Cool. No well, doubt.
Keep an eye out. Hopefully, there's some
follow everything at Official Roadhouse on Instagram. Blake and I, all our pictures up there. You click on it, you'll see our profiles, our websites up, our merch stores, got our music. Sign up, let's stay in contact. And I think you guys are gonna like what we got in store for you. We're excited to see this roll. I appreciate you guys being patient, because like me having to call and tell you guys, dude, this cat in Vegas has COVID. We get another photographer. Well, it's his studio. You know what I mean?
My dude,
Nashville's got COVID. Snowstorm hit. I'm like, God, man, what do you want me to do here?
I'm excited for this. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a big year, like I said. So we appreciate you all, your listeners out there. And we appreciate everybody who's going to follow us along at Roadhouse, because it's going to be fun. You're going to have fun right alongside with us.
So you started with us. That's the best part.
Yeah, exactly. You started with us. Started with Roadhouse, baby. Yeah. So cool, Silver. Appreciate you coming on, man. Always good to see you as usual. And
then, coming up, Silver, you got some stuff coming up. Tortuga, you're everywhere here soon. Yeah. So
we got several tour dates for Tortuga, Jason Aldean tour coming up, several shows in my residency in Las Vegas at Zouk and AU Day Club, Atlantic City, another residency, Pull After Dark. And we're going.
Yeah. Yeah, you can damn near find Silver everywhere. He is a hustler. You hustle more than anybody I know, man.
He's in six places in 3 days.
Yeah, it's fucking wild. It's crazy. But legend. Right. Legend,
man. Ain't going to make a stuff, boys.
Yep. All right, man. Well, we'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys. Holla at you. I'm sure Eric will call me in 25 minutes and I can't answer.
For sure. Can't hide money.
You're like, by the way.
I love you. I appreciate you guys.
Love you too, man. Right, see you.
See you.
So, guys, I'm sure you already know this, but Bachelor Nation is taking a little break, a much needed break, because we've been back-to-back-to-back-to-back season. So we are still going to continue the podcast, as I'm sure you guys figured. We've got some really, really exciting episodes coming up, some really fun guests. We're going to talk to some country music artists that we wanted to talk to for a long time. They've kind of been in the queue, as well
as Bachelor Nation alums.
Yes, some fan faves, Bachelor Nation alums, and some other reality TV stars that we're really, really excited to sit down and talk to. It's going to be a fun few months, guys. So don't go anywhere. Keep listening.
And drop us comments or DM us of maybe some people you would like to hear from that we could reach out to, whether other shows, country artists, other Bachelor alums, if you're wondering what they're up to these days, just anything.
Yeah, especially Bachelor alums. I love that idea because honestly, even I am not like I haven't been watching the show for very long. So if there's, you know, some people, so, I mean, basically since Ben's season, you've been watching, right, Eric? So, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, if you guys have some alums
missed out on 20 seasons, so
yeah. So if you guys know some alums from way back, like let us know, you know, I'm sure they'd be willing to come on and be a fun podcast. So let us know some of your faves. And yeah, just some, even like Eric said, some other reality TV stars or artists, whatever it is, just let us know and we can see what we can do. But yeah, we appreciate you guys as usual, made it through another Bachelor season together. So we love you guys. We appreciate you listeners so, so much. Please rate us 5 stars, comment, all that fun stuff. We love you guys.
Behind the Rose is recorded live at the world famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. Be sure to go check out our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast and follow us so you always know when we drop a new episode. And give us all 5 of those stars. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, Behind the Rose.